Man, you make some of the best answers. I love you, Russ. Now, let me tell you something.
I love you too, man.
You're awesome, man. No, it is true. You are a direct reflection. You are a direct of every influence that you've had up to the moment that you are at this second, right? And it's so true. Much like right now, you're influencing me. There's going to be ways that I do things differently because I'm listening to what you're saying. You know, and it's crazy to say that. It's neat that you're talking about the 15 minutes a day for reading books. I know this is it's just a small section of what you said, but folks, I don't know if you guys heard that. 15 minutes a day is not as easy as it sounds. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. You know, trust me, believe. I'm not the biggest reader, but I do read. And I know that 15 minutes a day sometimes doesn't happen. Even though I plan it, I have it written down in my book. I have it written down everywhere.
Right.
You know, and it's funny that you said 15 because that's about what I write. I write 15 minutes, read 15 minutes, read 15 minutes. And I have plenty of books that I'm absolutely in love with. But then there's times that life happens. Sometimes I want to hang out with my wife a little longer. Sometimes I don't. I want to watch a show that I'm watching, which I should be reading a book instead. Right. But so when you – and you'll realize that. So, folks, when you have reasons and you come up with these excuses of like, why am I not growing? It's because you're not putting that 15 minutes in. I promise. You know, and it's like he said, if you truly do that every single day, you will see leaps and bounds of growth. It's unbelievable by reading stuff that is informational that will help – that is – pattern to help you grow, like you're talking. There's so many books out there that you can read that are just powerful. And there's more books coming out every single year. And I absolutely feel so lucky that I'm in a world where there is that type of knowledge out there, where there's people out there trying to share that type of knowledge. So I want to gather as much of it as possible. That's why we do this show. We have people like you on the show. I am just soaking in knowledge right now. I'm soaking in all this stuff. And I know that you are too when you watch them. And when you have a conversation, it's always two things going on. You're Absolutely. Teaching and you're learning, you know. And I love that you're doing that. And it's real exciting to see that, you know, you brought up a few names there. And I know that, you know, you talked about an author. You talked about this. And I'm really glad that you brought those names up. You know, when I could talk about – if somebody asked me that question, I could probably bring up 10 names, you know, to include authors. You know, people that are, you know, associated with this career field. And then there's also people that I'm very close with that I would put in that list. You know, it's hard to name one person. It's like when someone goes up and wins an award and wants to thank, you can't just thank one person, right? You know, you want to thank everybody when the music comes on, right? So, but, you know, it's nice that you brought up a few people, but then you also explain why those people are important or how any type of information from reading a book or doing those types of things can be so powerful for somebody in a growth mode. So,
that's an incredible book. It's actually a book that I gave our salesperson, brand new to the business, Lamar, right? So he's just come in. We've just trained him up. He's starting to have success. He's leading the floor, right? And when you start to lead the floor inside of the car business and you're starting to have this great growth and you're, oh, man, I've got all these appointments. Man, I'm selling all these cars. I'm making more money than I ever knew what to do with, right? There has to be a level of camaraderie that you start to build, seeds that you sow to where people don't hate you as you rise up, right? So I was like, okay, I got to go find this real quick. It wasn't going to be ordered before Amazon, so I ran my wife all throughout Barnes & Noble. We're sitting there looking all over the place, and then one little spot there it was, how to win friends and influence. This is it. This is what I was looking for. I'm getting this. So that was inside of his Christmas present. He got to actually open it yesterday. But you said something else there. Again, that's an incredible book, folks. Go read that. Of course, not all books point to exactly the situation that you need fixing in, but that is an incredible book if you want to make sure that you put your verbiage in place to make sure that you win the friends that are going to help you raise yourself up where you need to go, right? Trying to, if you're a car guy and you're growing inside of your car business, make sure that you let some of your people split your deals inside of the floor. Make sure that you sprinkle out some of your appointments. And I'm just giving that tip to you. For those of you that are setting more appointments than you can physically deal with, don't be greedy. Let some of your other salespeople, let other people work that job for you. And you'll notice how excited people will be when you get to have a customer, when they're then cheering you on because they get to take a part inside of your success. It's so key that you utilize those tools. Mm-hmm. But there's something else that you did say about not growing and how intentional you were about what you put in. Folks, if you find yourself not growing, it's because you're not sowing. It's impossible for you to grow something if you don't sow a seed. Okay. And when you're putting things that are inside of you that are positive, that are uplifting, that are putting you moving in the right direction, your walk of faith, right? You're making sure to get the word in you. You're making sure that the right thoughts about yourself are being understood. And that's where there's a renewing of the mind. You can only be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when your mind starts to see yourself differently, a child that believes that they're not loved starts to be loved, they act differently. I mean, you can see the evidence in a dog, right? If a dog is neglected, treated wrong, abused, and then all of a sudden starts to receive love, their response is different. A lot of times people aren't acting out of just their personality. I believe that innately we are designed to be good. We all have the same creator, and he designed us in his image. But we get to thinking bad thoughts and cliche thoughts, especially in the car business. Everybody, a lot of people already have a cliche or premeditated thoughts about what car guys are. Whether you're a mechanic, you're a thief. If you're a salesperson, you're a thief. You're trying to work them. You're trying to steal from them. You're trying to hurt them.
Trying to get underhanded with them.
Yeah, right. And anybody that does this on the part of wanting to help.
You know, and that's the whole point of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, is for us to change that. You know, and to have guests come on and show that this world is not like that. That car people out there, don't get me wrong, folks, we do make profit, and we're here to make profit. But everybody's making profit. That's how this world turns.
That's right.
You know, so if you're a business, you're not supposed to lose money. You're supposed to make profit. Now, there's a difference between profit and ripping people off, right? There's a difference between profit and lying to people to make money, because that will not last. There's this thing called, you know, longevity. And longevity only occurs is if you do the right thing over and over and over. Longevity of growth, constant growth. You have to do the right thing, constantly be looking for improvements and constantly going to that room that's the biggest room in the world, the room for improvement, and trying to be the best version of yourself, your business, or whatever it is, you know. So kudos to you, man. You're speaking all the right language. I know that you're educating yourself. I can tell that you're on the right path and have been for a very long time. I'm so glad we've crossed paths. I'm so thankful for that. You know, we do have somebody that wanted to ask a question, though. We have Terry Torline, a good friend of mine. Terry says, we are familiar with the service drive. How do you see the transition to a sales drive going forward? It's a good question.
A sales drive. Yeah, I think I need a little bit
more detail on that. Me too. I was kind of curious about that. I didn't know maybe you understood what he was meaning. So obviously, you know, we're familiar with the service drive, right? What do you mean by sales drive, Terry? Throw that back in there. Explain that question a little bit more, but I do appreciate the question, Terry.
Thank you.
It says, Wendy says, love it. If you're not growing, it's because you're not selling good
job. That's right.
That's right. Then we got TKO up in here.
Hey,
gentlemen, what's going on, Tina? Hope you're doing good. And then, let's see, we have
there he is. There
profit is not a bad word. That's
no,
right.
No, it's not.
Service contracts, product warranties, parts on, etc.
So okay. He's adding to the question. He's trying to line that in there. Well, we'll see if we can tie that in together. Terry, if you could put that all into one big question. But you got something for that? Mr. Russell?
Well, no, I was gonna instead of you leading, I was gonna attempt to take control and lead you down a different path, but I'm not gonna do that. Go ahead.
Why not?
There are some rabbit trail followers over here. So this is a great conversation. Since we started early, let's continue having fun with that. Do you have a question as far as
that goes? No, I was just maybe this might allude a little bit to what he was asking. So the most valuable commodity that everybody has is time, and just, you can't get that back. Anything else, you know, you can work around, but the time you can't get back. So that's the inherent problem. The stuff that we do is a big time factor. Everybody knows that the website, 98% of the people are going to hit your website before they ever convert, you know, chat, come in, whatever the case may be. So you have to make it enticing for them. Now, they've done a great job on the variable side, but once again, they haven't done it on the fixed side. So the problems and challenges that the fixed drive, there's a lot of phenomenal products out there. You all have to agree. Everybody for variable and for fixed. But for all the products that are out there for fixed, and they probably work beautifully, but here's what happens. Somebody has to manage it. 15, 20 minutes a day or 2 or 3 hours a week or something in order for it to really produce the results that they were pitched on of this wonderful product. And like I said, most of them probably are. Some of them are not. Some of them are smoke and mirrors, but most probably are really good. The problem is the time. Their phone is blowing up. Their office phone is blowing up. They got a service rider in there. They got a heat case standing out there. They got the boss on his way down. You know, it's just they understand they need to have these types of the customers love specials. If you think about email marketing, when you're marketing customers, particularly with new and used vehicles, a lot of times they'll opt out. I don't know too many people that opt out when they get service specials, you know, and we know that the vast majority, what, 75% of all people that roll into the service drive are there for oil changes. So we want to educate the customers. We want to help the service department, fixed ops, do what they do best. And that is to take care of their customers in a timely manner, but they're not making money off one line oil changes. Mm-hmm. You know, 58% of all ROs are one liners. They make their money on premium services, not on oil changes.
That's right.
They make it on flushes and alignments. And I was going to say tires. They don't make money on tires, but they stay in the game. Batteries and, you know, all whether they use BG or WINS or they do it internally or whatever the case may be. So it's really important that someone out there fills this niche, and they have not really done that on the marketing side on the website. They understand, but they're not marketing people. They're service people. They want to get people in. They want to get people out, and they want to create additional lines per RO. That's what we're about helping them do, and they don't have to manage it. That's right. A quick condensed version.
Because inside of fixed ops, and this is where salespeople or the front end of most dealerships can get insensitive, is that the only ones that are literally selling time, because I know salespeople say, man, time is money. I need to be doing this because time is money, right? You can get the complaint all the time. But the only one actually selling time are the guys with wrenches. They're the ones that are actually charging for time, right? And each process that happens to a vehicle has a calculated amount of time that applies to that. And so when dealing with trying to handle marketing, well, man, I'm taking away from what hours I have scheduled in the back, this mechanic that's here, this job that has to get done, all of those cars that have to make it back in there, right? All of those time things are being sold. Those time slots are being sold. And it's so important that you do team up with people that know how to expedite your time, get your service department into a marketable place quickly, so that you're not spending more time doing the things that aren't actually paying you. But it is key that you're actually doing something that is intentional on putting those customers in front of you. Because you're right, the oil changes, I mean, usually those are sold for cost. Have them in there because you can usually find out that there's something else that's coming up that's going to be a problem in the car. Here's a suggestion. This is what you need to be sold. You know, when walking the kids through a service drive and saying, okay, this is what's going to happen. They're going to say, this is what's going on with your filter, recommend this, recommend that, right? Let them understand how this process is going to go, because it has to be a process.
Right.
If you don't present that air filter 100% of the time, you're going to be affected by that profit center that says, hey, this air filter does actually make us some money. If we don't present it because, you know, the customer is in a rush, they don't want to hear it. But then when they get to see that air filter, which somehow magically, I mean, you can get an air filter last week, and then somehow when that air filter gets presented to you, it's going to just dump out leaves and all. They're like, man, there's not even been leaves around. Where did these leaves come from? They're in my air filter. You know what I mean? But these are key things that have to be presented. And as long as the front end honors what the back end is doing and everybody respects everybody's time, you can have a better cohesion and profit center inside of the entire store. So glad that you brought all of that up.
And it's true. You know, if the whole store is working together, it's a beautiful, beautiful machine. I don't know if anyone's ever been to a dealership where the front and back are like smooth as a whistle. You know, they're just boom, boom, boom. They're helping each other out. They know who each other's clients are. You know, like they know that Mr. Johnson is Bobby's customer up front.
Exactly.
And vice versa. Like when Bobby's customer shows up, it goes to Tom in the back, right?
Right.
And it's, there's something beautiful about that relationship that gets built up. Matter of fact, most good dealerships, most good salespeople, they walk their customers that they sold into the back, introduce them to their service rep, introduce them to the service department, maybe even the mechanic that's probably going to work on the car.
And, you know, it's really all about, if you think about it, it's about information. And both of you alluded and touched on a couple of things, from the technician side to upselling to the lube, you know, the express lane to the riders to all the different things that's going on. But the stuff that we're addressing, for example, which everybody knows is important, customers don't even know the difference between a conventional, semi-synthetic, or full synthetic oil change. They don't understand. They don't understand. Another thing service departments don't quite comprehend is that for every franchise dealer, there's 16 non-franchised entities that are jockeying and buying for that same business.
Yes.
Firestone, Pep Boys, Christian Brothers, NTB, Costco, Walmart, Sam, you name it. There are 16 of those. And they know the dealerships have been sleeping at the wheel until now. They're starting to wake up and realize that there's a huge missed opportunity. They still do what they do back there, but it's about educating the customer about things that are important on their vehicle. And it's not just about oil change and rotating balance. It's not just about that. It's about so much more, but they don't really have that kind of exposure online. This is the stuff that Fixed Ops marketing is revolutionizing.
That's awesome. And that would lead into the fourth question that we have here, which would be, what is it that you would tell a dealer right now? What would be the key piece that you would tell a dealer right now that they have to focus on concerning their fixed operations, especially since there are all of these other vendors that are able to service the customer?
Sure.
The customer is standing in there with a Cantari coupon, a Pep Boys coupon, and you're charging them, you know, triple what an oil change is. They're already not trusting you just because they're getting the flyers in the mail from these other vendors. What would be the one key thing you would say to anybody on this approach inside of their fixed ops market?
Well, I mean, it all depends on what the dealer's actually focusing on. I really tend to think, because of the educational part of what we do, that a dealership is every bit as competitive, except you have more advantages at a franchise dealer than, say, a Jiffy Lube or something like that. Actually, I know people that pay more at a Jiffy Lube for a conventional oil change than they do from the Toyota dealership down the street, but they don't know that. And
right.
Customers tend to think that. So it's a huge education. But I'd say the biggest thing, if someone was contemplating when we're talking about their website, is something that saves them an enormous amount of time, because any time that I'm talking to a dealer, because I ran stores for the last several years before I got out, it's like all they really care about is three things. What is it? What does it do, and what's in it for me? Tell me what those things are. And if you don't have to remember another username and password that I already have 15 of, and only three or four actually can even remember how to log into, let alone use the tool or whatever it is. So there's no usernames, there's no passwords. You don't have to manage anything. Now their ears start to perk up. They say, oh, okay, well, tell me more about this. I got to see this. And then, of course, when they see it, it's all over.
That's right.
It's over. Came on the door. It's over.
Yeah, man, that's absolutely awesome, you know. And I think that I love, and you're right, you know, and not to, you know, touching back a couple minutes ago, but you're talking about like how the whole auto dealerships are starting to catch up with all these places, like, you know, the Sam's Clubs and all these places that do all these little services that are discounted, right? But they advertise, they do all those things that they're supposed to do. They have, when you walk in, you know where it's at, you know where their shop is, you know, all this type of stuff. So it's really a big deal that, you know, that service departments and dealerships are starting to catch up to that, understand that, educating their clients. I think it's smart. I love that you use that word. You got to educate them. And because when people are ignorant to things, they don't want to deal with it. But when they become educated, just like when you start anything new, when you learn something, when you first learn it, you're kind of like, oh, I'm so taken back. It's just too much. But then once you learn, you realize it's not as bad as you thought. Then you learn more. Then you become a professional at it, right?
Exactly.
And that's exactly what it is as a customer. As a customer, most customers, because of the way they were treated or how they feel like they're getting gouged, they're not educated. They just hear what their parents talked about from 20 years ago. They hear what their grandparents said. You don't deal with yourself. Well, in today's world, it's different. So you've got to educate. So when you get educated, it doesn't become foreign anymore. It's a lot easier for you to go to a service department, trust them, understand what you need for your vehicle, why it's important to have those things in your vehicle.
Now, in saying all that, the best way to probably do that, which the fixed side has paled dismally at, is they're either static coupons that you can't do anything with, or you can only print them, or you might be able to schedule service. That's all old out the window stuff. They're on your website right now. You got one shot to entice them and pull them in. I don't care if it's on the variable side or if it's on the fixed side. You got one shot and it's going to leave an impression. Now, when you got something on there that's aesthetically very pleasing and beautiful and draws you right in, and every coupon has an embedded video in it that you can watch right inside the coupon that talks about the future advantage benefits of doing business at that franchise dealer with certified technicians. Now you're educating the customer. So what do you have now is an education process. You got a tool for your riders to use to send to your customers either on their way to an appointment or out in the waiting room about a radiator flush or a brake flush or tires or brakes or whatever it is. Customers don't know. They don't know. And advisors, bless their heart, he or she, they don't have necessarily the time or the education to actually explain and upsell. They're just getting people in and getting people out. So let something else help you do the heavy lifting. Let's face it. They got all the video stuff that you need on variable. Have you ever seen it on the fixed side? Have you ever seen video coupons on the fixed side that have six calls to action for the consumer rather right there inside of that coupon? It's just this is the future. The future is now.
That's right. That's
I love it.
An approach that so many people are starting to find out now is that, or the approach that people are starting to use now is making sure that video is part of the content.
It is.
So that you can have an understanding and interpret it. Me, I'm a visual learner, right? I still, if there's pictures on the menu 9 times out of 10, I am picking out a picture that's on the menu and saying, I want it to look like the picture. Well, what kind of size? Whatever's in the picture. Right? I want all of that inside on my plate, you know? So that's something that I 100% agree, especially somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. I mean, I take it like the dad that I am. I don't want my kids to go through things without at least having a little bit of a guide to them. And so that's why I would go for the ride with my sons through the service drive, my daughters through the service drive, make sure that they know how to do that and operate it for themselves. But if they don't have that, if they don't have somebody to let them know how easy breezy this process is going to be, what to expect, what it's going to look like. I mean, I don't cook anything without watching a YouTube video now.
Yeah.
Amen. And so it used to be looking at the old recipes, but now it's, I got to watch a quick video.
Right.
You know, well, I got to see how that happens.
Lou, it's the same thing on the dealership's website. If they have it, some of them do. You can certainly read about this particular service, or you can watch a video that has tremendous call to action while you're there watching the short little video. And then you can hear and see and read all at the same time. It leaves an indelible implant on what your next move is going to be versus some static coupon.
There's no doubt. You know, I love that what we're talking about here. It's so important that, you know, you understand that your client is not you. Your client doesn't think the way you do. They don't have the knowledge that you have in your head. They have their own life going on.
That's right.
Everything is so they believe. And the biggest problem, I think, with service, and it's a generic term because most people, and I know for me, I'm only 42 years old, but in my life, I always believe that sometimes I take stuff and they're not fixing the right thing. They're not listening to what I say. They're not educated. So it's nice to know that if you can get educated and you find a dealership that seems like they know what they're talking about, they have all these videos, and that shows validation to people. Perception is huge. So if your perception of the dealership or of the service department or whatever it is like, man, they're behind times. They don't really know what they're talking about.
Right.
Everyone, but or you can have that perception of, look, we have informational videos. We have educated technicians working in this service department that know exactly how these cars work because they are updated on all the newest type of technology for these cars. They understand the new ways to fix. They have all the right tools.
Well, and
whatever it is, right?
That directly affects the variable side of things too.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So I know that when you're on a site, you got to consider you guys when you're online looking, like all consumers, you know, just you start searching, and if you can't pull down what you're looking for by the third click.
That's right.
The numbers are astronomical of people exiting on that fourth click, fifth.
No doubt.
It's horrible. So you got to serve it up. You got to involve them. You gotta touch all the senses as many as you can in order to get that conversion, whatever that may be, a text, an email, a print, schedule service, a call, whatever.
Right. Absolutely. And
having the, like you said, the aesthetically pleasing, it has to make sure that
it does.
You can always tell the difference between a service shop where customers are able to look into the service shop and not. Right? When, if like, say that this was an entire window and you're getting your cup of coffee and your car's in the back and you're just sitting there watching them do stuff, right? You can tell the difference between the actual service department that knows that the customer is able to see them and watching them, just how clean it is, how the process is done right, even how the uniforms are of the store, right? All of those things that the customer gets to see is what makes them more engaging with you. The more that, and transparency would be the word I would say of the new marketing word of the year, right? Where
yep.
people can see what's happening. People are concerned about what it is that they don't know. And the more that we keep playing the poker game with the customer of, aha, we got the cards to hold and you don't know what's going on. So we get to say things that you don't get. The customer's like, well, wait a minute, hold on. I know, you know, my kids are going to Google it. They're going to YouTube it. They're going to try to figure all that stuff out so that they kind of know what's happening because there's still the stigma of no trust out there.
Yeah, you brought up a good point about the Google. So we've evolved so much being a technology company from January 7th to today that what we've developed now that and alluding back to Charity when we first started this, every day there's something. I don't care if it's on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn and other avenues, or hooking me up with you guys, which has been a tremendous experience. And you guys are, you know, very passionate and full of enthusiasm. I really enjoy it. But, you know, we've developed things to a point where now, and people have to sit back and go, I don't really think I understand. We have a full-blown service website inside of your existing dealer's website with built-in SEO and Google My Business daily drips to your GMB. It's just phenomenal technology. And, you know, COVID is, you know, we're really blessed that we got 117, 118 stores in 11 and a half months. But 2021, Katie, bar the door because it's going to explode. People are starting to see through conversations with you guys and what you're doing and what you're practicing and what you're preaching and all the people you work with. People are hungry for that kind of information because it's the same old when you go to a dealer's website and you're looking for some kind of coupons or something. You got, maybe there's only three or four coupons on there. You can't do anything with it. There's no real educational value. There's no real aesthetics.
Yes.
They're exiting out. Most people don't even track. There's a handful of dealers in the country could probably tell you what their service and parts coupons actually convert at. And it's around 3 to 5%. The average person that uses our product that manages nothing, 20% conversion rates.
Minimum. That's pretty strong. That's huge. You're talking almost, yeah, that's like 10 times in it. You know, you just Grant Cardone that bad boy. So what I can say is that you obviously know what you're talking about. I love your numbers. You're very passionate and you're right. To me, it's logical what you're saying because it makes sense. The more information you give, the more educated they are, the easier it is to be able to get to a website, the more information that you have on there to work. It's specific for that type of business, for your backside of the dealership. Like I love what you said, you have a dealership, a website inside of a website for them, right? It's huge and it will change things. And people's eyes are opening. And the more education we give them, the better. You know, I love that you said information because information is huge right now. I think that's where people are going to make money over the next 20, 30 years. The information age is gigantic. The reason why it's so big, folks, and maybe I'm wrong, is because now that the access of information is right here, everybody wants to know. You remember there was a time, oh, I don't know, who knows, right? You used to be like, who knows? Now it's like, oh, I know, hold on, Siri, what is this, right?
What is this? Google
search this. Whatever it is, you have it right here now. So whatever that you want, you can pull up. So if you're in the service game, if you're in the sales game, if you're in any type of game that has to do with customer service, customers, and you're not doing what you're supposed to do by giving them as much information, educating your clients, by not showing them the best way to do it, by not having something that's aesthetically pleasing to their eyes to where they can hear something that they need to hear and see something they need to see to be able to do something with what they're trying to do, then you're not doing it. If you're just hoping that stuff happens, that they just happen to show up at your store, happen to show up at your service department with these old-ass piece of paper, like, you know, coupons that $30 oil change. I mean, what are you doing there? You're wasting money. You're going to get, like he said, that 1-3% of people showing up using that. Or you can step it up a little bit, do the right thing, look for the long game, educate, inform your customers.
Exactly.
Where all they want to do is come to the person who told them the truth from the beginning.
Right.
Who made it easy for them in the beginning. Because guess what happens? Once this information game becomes common across the world, the ones they feel the most comfortable with, because everybody will do it, everybody's going to end up doing it. So if you want to do it now, but do it right and make sure that your customers are always getting that in front of them. Make sure they always know who you are, what you do, and how to get a hold of you. Period.
You know, that's great stuff. I know we're about out of time, unless you're going to give us another hour. No, I'm just kidding. One of my mentors told me a long time ago, he said, Russell, an opportunity is not an opportunity when everybody thinks it's an opportunity. They've already missed it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And you're right. And that's the thing. It happens every single day. But it's never too late if you start now, folks, no matter where you're at. Just start right now.
Everybody starts in the same place, right? Everybody starts in the same place. Today, now.
Boom. And if you do it now, it's the best time. I'll wait till I get this. No, do it now. At least start informing, educating yourself on how to do it. At least work towards it right now. Do not waste time, folks. Make sure you guys keep doing that. Folks, I got a good question for you. I know we rambled about that for a while. I love it. I can keep going on and on and on about that type of stuff because it is true. Information, educating, you know, doing all that stuff, turning a profit, being an innovator, being all that stuff is so important. And you're doing it, Russ, and I appreciate that, Mr. Hollywood. But the fifth question I'm going to ask you today, and it's about your greatest reward. You know, we've all been through this business. We've done some amazing stuff in life, even, you know, not necessarily just business, but there's so many things that from doing the right thing, from becoming more of a forward thinker, doing all this stuff, what has been the greatest reward for you out of all the stuff that you've done?
Giving back, working with people who really want it. We've heard the old adage, you can, bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Well, that's true in life. I think that most people would like to change, but to not force anything on anybody. When they're ready, when the teacher's ready, the student will appear. And when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. It's just so important. I work with people every single day of my life, not just about recovery, but about life, skills, how to be a good husband, how to be a good father, how to be a good son. What is involved in that? A contributing member of society. So I want to talk about the why that you started the whole program with. Okay. It is, people go, why? No, it's all about the why. Because when people don't have a big why, or let's say somebody gets really excited about something they're doing, well, you know, it builds a tremendous amount of enthusiasm, right? It does. They get all excited about the why or whatever in that moment. And that enthusiasm, excitement breeds action, right? They get into action. They're doing whatever it takes. And what? Then they get the results. You always reap what you sow. It's never the opposite. You always reap what you sow. But if their why isn't big enough, then the enthusiasm level over here drops. The action isn't what it once was. The results decline and you start to spiral down. And then somebody comes along and helps you find out what your why is again. So it's not about the what and the how. It's always about the why.
Oh, no doubt. And I agree with that. The why has been a motivational force in my life, my whole life, you know, and since I've had my son, that became a big why for me, you know, as a young man. Because I always had whys. I always wanted things. I was like, oh, I want to do this. I want to have this. But my why became super important, like you said, a big why. Like, why am I going to go to work today? Why do I not want to call in today? Because I need to do this for my son. I need to show him what this person, you know, that's how I was. And my why has changed, and I found different whys throughout my life. Don't get me wrong. My sons are still a big part. My family is a big part of my why.
Absolutely.
But I have so many goals in my life, and I find whys all the time. I write whys down. I do daily journaling. I do all this stuff that helps me stay focused on it. I keep my gratitude going. I do all those things.
We got to be really careful about this right here. So all day long, that chatter, right, is going on nonstop. The chatter is going on. And people think that they're just victims of this good chatter, bad chatter, whatever it is. And that's not the case. You're actually the orchestrator behind that, watching that chatter. And you direct where that chatter goes and what happens. But you got to be careful. Because when those thoughts and you formulate them into words and you put them out there, you can't take them back.
That's right.
Once you put it out there in the universe, it's over. You can't take it back. And if you're not careful and you act on and react to your emotionally distraught state at that moment, the consequences are really dire. And you're also going to reap the results of those actions as well. So think, feel, and act.
Love it. Ooh, man, great tip. Folks, I hope you guys heard that.
Yeah.
Because emotions are a very big part of every human being. You know, we a lot of us wear our emotions on our sleeves. You know, the key is being able to control those emotions. Think about what you're going to react. Because like you said, one bad reaction of you doing the thing can completely take down everything that you've been trying to build.
Yeah.
It really can. You know, think about people like Papa John, you know, built up that whole empire, the Papa John pizza empire. Then he said one thing that he should have never said. Completely ruined him. Don't get me wrong. The guy's going to probably end up, he's still fine. But he's not Papa John no more, right? He's not the guy that everybody was in love with and everybody was all, oh man, what a great guy. What an amazing person. Now no one even really talks about him. Shaq's got that down, right? So that being said, it's very important to make sure you do those things. That was a great tip.
You guys are awesome. And I appreciate you once again having me on and the fact that I got to talk a little bit about what we're doing and where we're going. And if anybody has any questions, I'm sure they'll know how to get in touch with me.
What's the best way to get in touch with you, by the way?
Just call my cell, which is 903-819-5253. Or you can email me at Russell with two S's and two L's at fixedopsmarketing.com.
Awesome. Guys, gals, all you solutionaries that are out there, as you complete this cup, and we're at just about the end of ours.
I know, it's empty. It's empty.
So it's important that you put something back into it, right? It's very important that we don't leave it just at this. There were so many great nuggets that were dropped throughout this entire brew, and you keyed on something, and I want to kind of finish where you started on your why. You know, it was building this walk, this new understanding inside of your thinking from within outward, and it's not what goes in you that defiles you. It's what comes out of you.
That's right.
Scripture. So what, I mean, there's a lot of negative and there's a lot of bad, and those people that are slower to speak, and when they speak intentionally, they do give the right information, they do speak things that are uplifting. Mm-hmm. That which comes out of you is what defiles you if it's negative, but it also brings life. You have discussed your why. You've discussed your greatest reward. We've understood the why. A customer is only showing up to your website because they have a problem. They're taking the upgrade to that service package, right, of whatever case scenario, because there's a why behind it. They want their car to operate better.
Fact.
Why? Because it's going to save them money.
Why?
Why is that important? Because I only make so much. All of these whys all connect together, and it is so key that you have an approach to your marketing that helps a person understand why they need it, why it's important, and why they need to do business with you. And I'm so thankful that you are a solutionary that's bringing these solutions to dealers. So excited that 2020 has been a blessed year for you.
I'm so happy for you, too.
I'm so excited.
2021 is going to be huge.
You guys are going to be so blessed in 2021. I'm just putting it out there. See, that's good stuff. Good karma.
Thank you for you, man. And we're all going to be on a journey together because we're all in the same frequency right now. We're all in that growth frequency. We all understand that this is an opportunity for all of us to do more, to be good role models for the world of the car business and for people.
Like, I mean, after all, isn't it really about the journey? It's never about the destination.
That's it, man.
Journey, man.
Always about the journey. Because we all get to our destination and we go, oh, man.
It's over.
I want to go to this other island now, right?
All right, let's go. But it's also the company that you keep when you go there.
So it is. It's so much better to be on top of the mountain with a lot of people instead of by yourself. It's nothing worse than being by yourself. So grow with people. Help other people grow. Educate people. Folks, Fixed Ops Marketing. Make sure you go check them out. They are doing some amazing stuff. I know you guys all heard the little tidbits. You see how educated he is about his product, about what he's doing. He's talking about service departments. He's talking about sales department. He's talking about everything integrating together and working to become the best that you can possibly be. Be the best service department that you can be. You know, I don't care what arm you have behind your back, what your owner's doing. There's something that you can do is inform your customers. There's something that you can do is be better than you were yesterday. There's always something you can do, folks. So make sure you're always trying to be the best. If you can't, if you're doing that, you will be the best. Give it 365 days. You'll be surprised how far you'll come.
That's right.
I can tell you that right now. Man, I'm so honored to have you here this morning. Really, I am Hollywood.
Guys, thank you.
Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. Folks, all you all out there.
Car guys. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And we have been Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with Russell Hollywood Hill. Yo! Fix Ops Marketing. If you don't know about him or you don't have any of that inside of your cup, you need to go get you some.
Get you a big old cup of that. A venti size, folks. Get you a venti.
Thank you so much again, everybody, for joining us. Everybody that's throwing a comment in there, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, everyone. That was what a great show.
We love you all. Yeah. Make sure that you forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing.